situation we're in right now.
So we're out here on East Burnside marching toward the offices of the Grassroots Campaign Incorporated with a couple dozen canvassers who are going to present demands to the managers there. They're holding signs that say, negotiate with our workers, we want a safe place, GCI unfair, and of course the industrial workers of the world banner, an injury to one is an injury to all.
All right, you guys, this is our statement. We formed this union in response to mismanagement of campaigns that GCI runs, currently the Nature Conservancy and Planned Parenthood Action Fund. We claim grossly inadequate training, an unreasonable quota, miscommunication from management regarding pay, inadequate pay and benefits, an unprofessional and disrespectful work environment, and a failure of management to recognize labor laws such as overtime pay, sick leave, and at times even openly refusing to pay us for the full amount of hours that we worked. GCI is weakening the reputation of progressive organizations by sending out undertrained, underpaid staff who are not educated about the issues for which they are fundraising and training and are given a quota that they are unable to meet and which exceeds what organizations expect to raise. The vast majority of canvassers do not make it past the 3-day orientation period, in which they are required to raise a certain amount of money after being trained for less than 30 minutes in the office.
So the workers are preparing to march into the office with their spokesperson, Andrew, presenting the demands.
The employees of Grassroots Campaigns Incorporated in Portland announced last Thursday that we've unionized through the United Campaign Workers, a project of the industrial workers of the world. We took this action in response to disrespect at work, an absurd turnover of over half the office every 2 weeks, and blatant violations of labor law. We asked that the company negotiate with us on terms within 24 hours. Instead, you announced that we would not be able to do this until next Wednesday. Due to our experiences at this company, we fear that GCI is not intending to negotiate with us in good faith. We want you to know that we are organized, that Portland is watching, and that the community demands that Grassroots Campaigns negotiate fairly with its worker over our legitimate demands. We'll be back.
The time is 6:02, and you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Coming up next is Labor Radio, followed by Prison Pipeline at 6:30, and at 7, Hard Knock Radio. So please stay tuned.
First chattel slavery, then Jim Crow, now mass incarceration. Over half of our prison population are people of color. Tune into Prison Pipeline to hear Jonina Abron Irvin and Lorenzo Irvin talk about prison slavery. That's Prison Pipeline, August 4th at 6:30 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Vietnam, an interview, a live performance and book release event on Saturday, August 9th, 6 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1034 Southwest 13th Avenue in Portland. The presentation will feature live original music, music videos, dramatic readings, and a discussion with the producers. That's Vietnam, an interview, in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, Saturday, August 9th, 6 p.m., at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, you're out in your cab alone, to you waiting for lunch break as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, here on KABU, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I'm a member of the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, and the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. And as usual, I'm joined by my sister in the struggle.
Hi, I'm Audrey Terrell, retired from the International United Auto Workers Union and the current president of the Portland NAACP and a proud CBTU member.
So tonight, our show is focusing on a Straight Out of Portland, Oregon program featuring our guest, Clarence Larkin, who's the president and the founder of Straight Path, Inc. Our sister, Shirley Miner, who's a member of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists and also a member of the Service Employees International Union, Local 503, hooked us up with Brother Larkin. Before we get there, there are a couple of things I'd like to tell you about Straight Path. It is a nonprofit organization. It focuses on breaking the cycle of addiction, crime, and incarceration through the use of mentoring tools and learning to navigate the roadblocks to overcome challenges associated with substance abuse and gang affiliation. It offers mentoring relationships, job retention services, recreational activities, job training, daycare, and after-school program. Their goals are to build and restore strong family values. Before we move on to our guests, I'd like to remind our listeners of the mission of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Our main mission is to bridge the labor community with the black community and to recognize the relevance of being represented by a union. We are an international organization that emerged in September of 1972 in Chicago, Illinois, representing 37 international national unions. The general purpose of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists is to discuss the role of black trade unionists in the labor movement, to act as a bridge between organized labor and the black community. Oftentimes, that involves discussing issues relevant to the black community, of which today reflects on the mission of our guest today, Clarence Larkin. Welcome, Mr. Larkin.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So what can you tell our listeners about Straight Path, Inc.?
Well, Straight Path actually started back in 2009. We are a program that actually worked. It's a second chance program, but we refer to it as Fresh Chance. And our main purpose is to restore families and build strong family values through our living wage employment.
Okay. So when I talked to you a little bit earlier, it seemed as though you have a staff that you work with, including 3 employees and a board of directors. Can you give us some idea of exactly what they do?
Well, most of my people are volunteers. Well, all my people are volunteers. We're a nonprofit. We're not a funded program. So most of our money, well, we get just donated to us. But the main thing that we do right now is do career fairs. We put on a couple of career fairs a year. We put one on in June, and we just started doing one in November last year. And we're doing our second one this November, November 20th, a week before Thanksgiving. We're putting on another career fair. We just finished one in June, though.
I'd just like to add, since you're talking about the responsibilities and of your employees or those who volunteer for you, I just want to say that I had a warm experience with Pat Daniels at the Vacation Bible School. She came in and spoke for an hour to the young kids about apprenticeships. Mm-hmm. And they was just awed at what is it beyond school that they had options to do. So first I want to thank you for allowing her to come. She was very informative, and certainly it gave the young kids, middle school and high school, some insight as to what else they can do with their lives.
Yeah. Well, Pat works with Pat and I. We don't actually work together anymore. She don't work for Straight Path. Pat is with a program called Construct and Hope.
Yes.
And that's the program where she and I worked at together. But now she's actually the director of that program. And I'm the president and founder of Straight Path, Inc. But how we got to know each other is I worked for a program called Irvington Covenant Community Development Corporation, which is a program through Irvington Covenant Church. And what we did back then, we were a community development corporation, so we built low-income houses in the neighborhood. And through the church, we actually built 9 houses in the neighborhood. And we did that, and what happened was that the housing market went down, and we actually lost our federal grant. And so we switched from the CDC to a pre-apprenticeship program because we still had young people that was working with the CDC to help build the houses. And after we lost our grant, we just didn't want to just abandon the whole program. So Pat and I got together, put our heads together, and we joined the apprenticeship programs, and we became a pre-apprenticeship program. I think we were actually—I think it's like 4 pre-apprenticeship programs, and we got actually the last spot for a pre-apprenticeship program. And Pat and I actually worked together for a couple of years, and I left to start Straight Path, and mm-hmm. she continues to run. Constructed Hope, and she's doing a great job.
Thank you for planting that seed.
Yeah.
Hey, earlier when you were just giving your explanation, you said something, I think it was CDC. What is a CDC?
A Community Development Corporation. That's what I said. We built houses. You know, that's what the CDC do. They build things, and that's what we were. With the church, we were CDC. But we used young men and women in the community and helped, and they had the opportunity to work hands-on to help build the houses that we built. Like I said, we built 9 houses in the neighborhood. So the young people that didn't have any trades or looking for employment, we actually let them work with the contractor to build the houses.
Okay. So how can they get in touch with you?
Clarence Larkins with Straight Path, Inc. You can reach me at my website, straightpathinc.org. My address is 5848 Northeast 42nd Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97218. And you can also call me at 503-309-0663.
So do you have an office? And if so, where is it located?
Well, I've just said we're at 5848 Northeast 42nd Avenue. That's where the office is.
And you work out of that office?
I work out of the office.
Okay.
And I do most of my work in the field, too. I do a lot of work in the field. I go out to talk to different corporations and different employers, and that's mostly done face-to-face. All we do, the way they do things these days, cup of coffee, lunch, and that type of thing. But, you know, but staying in contact with the companies that help us with the career fairs.
Okay. Speaking of the career fair, you just had one recently, is that correct?
Yes, just had one in June.
So talk to us about that one.
Well, actually, the career fair, we just did the career fair, and a few people got hired right that same day at the career fair, so that was exciting. I've been doing, this was our 6th career fair, and we do career fair with some companies, and a lot of companies to work with, they don't hire ex-offenders, with felonies. They have different rules and regulations for that. Some companies hire people with misdemeanors, but not with felonies. But if you haven't had a felony within 10 years or 7 years, depend on the company, they each got their own regulations. But the idea of the career fairs is for the employers to meet some of the people face-to-face. With today's technology, a lot of employers don't get an opportunity to meet the people, and that's what's really missing from the time that I had, with all my jobs, I had a personal interview. But today, it's hard to get a personal interview because everything's done online. So we do the career fairs, give the corporations opportunity to meet the participants face-to-face. And so a lot of times, even though they see their resume, they may not want to hire them, but when they meet them face-to-face, they have a whole different perspective of that person.
So do you go through a process in order to prepare your clients for the career fairs?
No, but most of them, people I work with, come from programs like Construct and Hope, where Pat Daniels work. Portland Community College, they got a training program that they work with. Urban League's got a training program. So it's several training programs. And that's where most of our people come from training programs. And because they go through the training programs, but very few of them have an opportunity to meet employers face-to-face. And that's what I offer, and especially for people that may have criminal background.
You mentioned you had one career fair. You're going to have another one? Do you know when the scheduled time is?
Yeah, we have a career fair usually run from 10 to 2. It's going to be November 20th. It's a week before Thanksgiving is our next career fair.
Do you have a scheduled place for it?
Yeah, it's going to be at PCC in Northeast 42nd and Kellensworth.
Okay. So you and I were chatting a little bit earlier, and I asked you, had you ever partnered with any specific unions regarding apprenticeship programs?
Yeah, we work with the Roofers Union, which is and the Electricians Union. And what I like about the unions is, as we were discussing earlier, the unions, they're not that concerned about your past. Mainly what the union's looking for, they're looking for people that's ready to go to work. And what I also like about the union, they pay a living wage. And the companies that I work with, I try to always make sure that I get companies that pay a living wage and that has benefits. Because we know that, you know, if you get a job that's making $10 an hour and you got kids and you got to pay for daycare, that don't really work. That really doesn't work. So I try to get companies that pays a living wage and have benefits for the employees and those type of companies that I focus on.
So you want to remind our listeners again of how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, again, our address is 5848 Northeast 42nd Avenue. You can contact me through my email, which is Clarence at Straight Path Inc. You can reach us at my website. It's straightpathinc.org. And you can reach me by phone, 503-309-0663.
For those of you that have just joined us, tonight our guest is Clarence Larkin. He's the president and the founder of Straight Path Inc., which is a nonprofit organization aimed at breaking the cycle of addiction and incarceration. And you're listening to Labor Radio. It's a Labor Radio segment of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists here on KABU, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. So when I read your material, it appeared that part of the healing process for people that have been incarcerated is to help them rebond with their families. Can you give us a little more insight on that piece?
Well, when I first started Straight Path, the whole idea was to have a facility where people can, where we can have daycares and have a place for the parents to leave their kids while they go to work, and also a place where they can congregate after they get off from work. That's what Straight Path started. I haven't really gotten to that point yet, but we're still working on the facility part. But that's Straight Path was built so we can work with families. And so a couple of things that we do right now for families. We do with things we have done, which we haven't, we've been doing a back-to-school program where we help with backpacks and school supplies. And we also do a Christmas event where we do where we adopt families and we help them with get toys for the kids, winter coats for the whole family, and food for Thanksgiving. And that's really one of my most fulfilling project that we do, because it's to see the faces on those families for Christmas time, which is a very stressful time for a lot of families. So this past Christmas, we were able to help 20 families this past Christmas, and so that's one of the programs that we do that the whole family concept. But our future plan is to have a facility, which is something that I'm working on right now, and we're working with with the YMCA has come to work with us, and we're looking at doing a facility on Northeast 42nd Avenue where Whitaker School used to be, and we're looking like doing a community center, a performing arts facility, another school, and a library. And that's a project that I'm working on now. That's my current project. And what we need to do with that project, we're trying to get the city and Portland Public Schools, since they own the property, trying to get them on board with the project. So that's going to be, we've been doing Straight Path for 5 years, but the finality of Straight Path, I think, is to have a place where families can come and congregate. And we're looking at 42nd Avenue, because 40 Cully neighborhood and 42nd Avenue right now is one of the most diverse communities in the city. So we're working in that area right now, and also doing some work with PDC. PDC has a program, Neighborhoods Prosperity Initiative, which is an urban development program. It's a mini urban development program. And they work with a program that's called Our 42nd Avenue. And they're looking at building up 42nd Avenue. And that's so we're focusing on the same thing. What we can do to restore that neighborhood, restore that family, and restore those families in that neighborhood. So that's the project that we're working on right now. It's called Our 42nd Avenue.
I was just looking at a list of the people that some of your supporters, and I'd just like to read out a few. For those who are listening, you too can be a supporter. It's a variety of people. You have Burgerville, Central Northeast Neighbors, City of Gresham, the City of Police, Portland Crime Prevention, the Police Bureau, the City of Portland Office of Mayor Charlie Hale, and Concordia University, Cully Association of Neighbors, just a variety. Mm-hmm. Forest Service, Pacific, the Ironworkers Local Union, number 29, and Mercy Corp, and, of course, the NAACP, and the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industry, Oregon Department of Transportation, Port of Portland, Portland General Electric, Portland Public Schools. It's just wide open for whoever will. Let them come. You have a wonderful program here that's going to help those who really are in a situation for getting help. They need help. Right. And I was going to ask earlier, but I think you kind of covered it. During the course of the year, approximately how many do you feel that you served? And I like the idea that you're trying to get a facility, right, so you can do more.
Exactly.
Do more. And that will come. So as we continue to support, and I'm certainly saying that as a president of an organization, to encourage all of us to do what we need to do to support those who don't have, or whatever situation they may be in. So can you give me an idea of, just during the course of the year, how many people in the past you've been able to contact in the past year?
Participants?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we've done several hundred, over 600 people. We've helped with our career fair and our back-to-school event and our Christmas event. So, we've done over 500-600 people. We've actually helped.
Which gives solid reason why we all need to be supporters in some way or another. Because I really was listening to how you go about, what actions do you do support? You know, even said providing daycare, you know, for those who need daycare.
We haven't gotten to that point yet, but that's why we want the facilities.
So
we can do more of that. And like I said, so our mission right now is to bring, we're looking at the Whitaker property. It used to be Whitaker School, started off at Adams High School. And then Whitaker took over, but now it's just a big empty lot. It's like 10 acres of empty property right there. And so I have a site plan where I drew up what we'd like to see there and what the community would like to see there. And that's mainly where I got the ideas for the facility that we came up with. And so right now, like I said, we're looking at bringing Portland Public Schools and the City of Portland on board, and we already got the YMCA on board.
So we got
a funder on board. We just need to get Portland Public Schools. It's really, they own the property, so we really have to get them on board. And if the city get on board, we have a good chance of doing this project.
I know someone just mentioned about having the prison system has so many minorities in there, but one of your breaking the cycle is individuals reentering our community after incarceration or institutionalization face many roadblocks.
Right.
So, you know, even when they do get out, they can't get a job or even rent an apartment, but you also address those issues, and I think that's extremely, extremely important.
Yeah, the way the system is set up, it's really set up to keep them involved in the system and keep them in the system. And a lot of times, you know, It's kind of crazy, because if you don't give people a chance, you know, an opportunity to get employment, and that's really important to a person that's coming out of prison. You know, they want to come and do the right thing, but they get so beaten down by the general public or by the employers and stuff that want to hire them, and they expect them to do the right thing, but nobody wanted to give them a job. So, you know, that's mainly my conversation that I have with employers, is that, you know, everybody has somebody that they know that's been, you know, that's been incarcerated or has been in trouble before. And like 60% of the people incarcerated are mainly for drugs. You know, they're not even violent crimes. And today with the minimum mandatory sentencing, a lot of them do a lot of time. I mean, they do 5 to 8 years in prison, and then when they get out, you know, they don't want to give them a job. So what they tell them is that, you know, you're a criminal. We want to, you know, put the label on you, and mm-hmm. we want to keep you in that system. Mm-hmm. You know, so what I try to do, like I said, break the cycle. Try to help them with employment, and not tell employers, you know. You know, we all have somebody. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, but, you know, it's mostly African-American. So, but everybody knows somebody that's been in trouble, or, you know, even in their families. It's not, you know, the prisons are full of all kinds of people.
Yeah.
You know, so just to bring them to reality, just the way I talk to them is to tell them that we all know somebody that's been in trouble. And, yes. and they need a second chance. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what I believe in. Part of my faith is second chance.
Good.
So you want to remind our listeners once again how to get in touch with you?
Okay, yeah. Straight Path, Inc. Our address is 5848 Northeast 42nd Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97218. Our website is straightpathinc.org. My phone number is 503-309-0663.
Now, my conversation with you earlier, you talked about you have people that donate. Mm-hmm. When you have events that take place, but you also talked about a couple of sponsors. You want to tell our listeners who those sponsors are?
Yeah, we have Jay Weston of Weston Kia. Jay has been with me since I started Straight Path 5 years. He's been with me since day one. He's been a big supporter, not just financial supporter, but also has been a mentor to me as well. I actually worked for them for like 8 years. I was a salesman for them for 8 years. And I left there in 1998, and he and I have still been in touch with each other ever since then. And also Tom Mears, who is actually the owner of Burgerville, he's been a good supporter of mine, and also a mentor and a friend. So those are two main people that's really been supporting me. Matter of fact, Tom Mears is the one that hooked me up with the people at the YMCA. And the guy that I'm working with at the YMCA, his name is Bruce Patton. He's a developer for the YMCA, and we're looking at working together in the future.
Okay, great. Again, I'd like to thank Shirley Miner for hooking us up with Straight Path, Inc. It sounds like you're doing some wonderful things out there in the community, particularly with an environment or a segment of our population that is forgotten and that has a tendency to be kind of beaten down. So again, thank you very much, Brother Larkin, for coming and talking to us today about your organization. Mm-hmm. We'd like to invite you back for an update, particularly around the time that you have your next career fair, which is November 20th. We'd like to give you a shout out, remind mm-hmm. our members that it is something that's taken place. All Sister right. Audrey, do you have any announcements today?
Well, yes, as far as being president of the NAACP, I'd just like to say that I'll be going up to Seattle on tomorrow to meet with the new national president, Colonel William Brooks. He's a retired military colonel. He's an attorney, a minister, and a social activist. So he will be up in Seattle next week, and I'm excited about going up and getting and some introductions with him. Secondly, I just want to remind everyone that the NAACP will have their regular membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of every month. And also just want to conclude by saying thank you for going to the Coalition of Black Trade Unions National Convention in Chicago, Miss Sister Tina, and I know you're loaded with information, so I'm excited about hearing it. But thank you for representing the Coalition of Black Trade Unions here in Portland at the national event. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Okay, Brother Clarence, do you want to give, you have any final words for our listeners today?
Yes, if you want to support the work that we do, you can send your donations to Straight Path, Inc., 5848 Northeast 42nd Avenue, or you can go online and you can give online. So we appreciate all the help that we can get. We got a big job, but I think it's a job that we can do. Nothing happened until somebody do something. So thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me the time and space to talk about our program.
Let me just say that, just to give a real good example, I lived in Detroit for 17 years, and Judge Mathis, he's on TV now,
right,
came through a system. He went to prison.
Right.
Right. He was in prison. But someone had a program set up for him to come out when he came out, that he can continue now. And he's one of the most famous judges in the United States. So I just want to say that program works.
Yes, it does.
It works. And we certainly have our support and encouragement. And whatever we can do, we're going to be right there for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so before we close out, I'd like to remind our listeners that the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists meets the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the American Federation State County Municipal Employee Building. It's called the William Lucy Building. It's located at 6025 East Burnside. Again, that's 6025 East Burnside in Portland. And our next meeting will be next Tuesday, 8/11/2014. And again, it starts at 6 o'clock. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us at our email address, which is orcbtu10@gmail.com. Again, orcbtu10@gmail.com. Well, brothers and sisters, I'd like to thank you for listening in. I'd like to again thank Brother Clarence and Sister Minor. Again, it's always nice to know what things are happening out in our community. And as we've said before, there's a lot of passion out there, and we challenge you to get involved. Again, thank you very much. We'll say good night. Holla.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO invites you to the first Cascade Media Mixer, Tuesday, August 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Weird Shift storefront.